42 degrees. We're going up to 55 today. With America's 250th birthday approaching, President Trump has called for sufficient funding for Philadelphia's Independence National Historical Park. WHYY's Carmen Russell-Sluchansky has more.
Couched deep within an executive order that mostly targets DEI programs at federally funded museums, the directive isn't clear on details. Catherine Ott Lovell, head of the Philadelphia Visitor Center, says she was pleasantly surprised by the action, and she's hopeful that it will mean the funds necessary for the park to prepare for the semi-quincentennial next year.
This can't just be funding that we find in couch cushions. This has to be a prioritization that's made by our elected officials, and the investment needs to happen now.
Jonathan Burton, director of development at Independence Historical Trust, says recent cuts to National Park Service staff are putting preparations behind schedule.
You can't just do everything next year. You got to prepare 2025 for smooth sailing in 2026.
Millions of visitors are expected for the festivities next summer. Carmen Russell-Sluchansky, WHYY News.
There's a rush to get the real ID for travel. Starting May 7th, commercial airline passengers must show a real ID-compliant driver's license or ID such as a U.S. passport or military credential. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports on the Commonwealth's push for the new card.
Pennsylvania Transportation Secretary Mike Carroll said only one in four Pennsylvania drivers have the enhanced Real ID license with just over a month to go.
2.6 million people, about 26% of Pennsylvania's drivers, quite a bit, but really that means 75% of the folks did not get the Real IDs.
Carroll said payment for a Real ID license will also give you an extension.
So you'll renew your driver's license. You'll pay the $30 for the Real ID in addition to your renewal fee, and then we add 4 years to your current license.
Passengers still can use a passport to travel by plane, but many people don't carry their passport when traveling domestically. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
The Philadelphia Eagles will be able to wear their iconic Kelly Green jerseys at up to four regular season games next year. The league informed NFL team owners of the change Tuesday. Teams were previously limited to their primary uniforms for all but three regular season games. During the 2024 season, the Birds wore their Kelly Green uniforms twice and their black uniforms once. News of the deal comes just weeks after the NFL announced a jersey partnership with Nike. That's according to CBS Sports. Also, the NFL, according to reports, has decided to table a decision about banning the tush push, the football maneuver popularized by the Philadelphia Eagles. Also in sports, the Knicks, a victory over the 76ers last night, 105-91. The Phillies are back in action. They are still home. They're going to continue their series today, or tonight rather, with the Rockies in South Philadelphia. And your forecast will have a mix of sun and clouds early. It clouds up later, a high of 55.